Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so I really did press the button 15 seconds earlier. And by the way, I'm Anita, and this is Ramble. And yes, this is episode 80. I can't believe it. I know it says like 76, but I did change some numbers because, you know, for those who don't know, I do my episode numbers in Roman numerals, and some episodes don't have Roman numerals, but they're still episodes. So E is for episode, and then the Roman numeral for an episode. So yes, I'm at 80. I am so proud, and yes, I will be celebrating when I reach 100, which will be in a couple of months. Another major thing is, for those who are looking at my cover page, you can now click on to iTunes and check it out and upload from iTunes. And I was super excited to finally make the decision to be like, oh my God, I'm finally going to put it on iTunes, because I've been thinking about it for a while. And I was like, yes, I'm going to do it. So after doing a presentation on podcasting for my weekly writing group back in April, it's weird to say back in April, but it was almost four weeks ago. And I made the decision to be like, it reinforced it to put it on iTunes. So yes, if you click on the cover page on Blog Talk Radio, you can upload old episodes of my show from iTunes. And yeah, I'm super excited. I even told one of my clients, I was like, I'm doing this. So yes. And now another shooting happened on Friday in Santa Fe, Texas. 10 people were injured, and it's another one. You know, I did an episode about school shootings around the Parkland one. I don't even feel like remembering the names of the shooters. They're there. And frankly, I think the victim should be given more of a voice, because frankly, much like, and they are serial killers, they're also terrorists. And there's a question of, do serial killers count as terrorists? Because they're terrorizing people. But anyway, I'm not going to condone it the way people remember the name of serial killers. It happened. I'm sad it happened, and it's a sick reality. I even had this discussion with somebody at Trader Joe's, and they were like, when they were in school, they were practicing for, you know, nuclear war. Like, and this was also something with a lot of baby boomers, how they were worried about Russians attacking, and Russians interfered, possibly, maybe, sort of, kind of, in, you know, the 2016 election. But during the Cold War, from the 50s up until the 80s, late 80s, like around 90, when the Cold War ended, it was a reality of, oh my goodness, Russia could nuke us, or / USSR could nuke us. And now it's like, oh no. On one hand, we don't have to worry about Russia nuclears, but on the other hand, we got to worry about some psycho loner, lone wolf, whatever the term they want to use for that domestic terrorist shooting a kid. So, yeah, that's my view. Probably need to add more tags to this episode. But I'm going to move on to something happy. I did, and much like I do have another previous episode about a black duchess. Meghan Markle is now the Duchess of Sussex. And I think it was like a version of an MTV show set in Sussex that was like Ratchet. I was watching something about like Queen of Ratchet on Facebook after studying, and I will discuss more about studying. But yes, she is now a duchess, and I was watching clips on Saturday, and I did do some studying, but for the most part, I was studying the wedding. Yeah, I said it. I was honest about it. I even told one of my clients, I was like, I know I use like, I was like a lot, but we were discussing it, and I was told them I more of Meghan Markle's wedding than my notes for the third part of my class. And that's why the first time I took the test on the third part, I made an 80. And also I was confused about the third part of my class. But the dress, it was a dress. It reminded me of when Carolyn, the set Kennedy, married JFK Jr. And yes, that is me showing my age. Because I was in, I think, 8th grade when that happened. Because I was in 10th grade when her and Jr. died. But Meghan Markle's dress made me think of it. But it wasn't a Calvin Klein dress. It was a Givenchy. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I like the design. Parts of the design I like. It was a minimalist dress. I liked it more than Diana's whenever I see clips of it. And I totally agree with what someone said on a noon show. They were about Diana's dress. That was not my favorite royal dress. It was mostly the neckline of Meghan Markle's dress that I was like, no. But I don't like that kind of neckline on shirts anyway. So to add it to a dress, I was like, no, I get it. She has a nice clavicle. And that's something women can say, you know, she has a nice clavicle. The main thing. I could deal with the fact that it was 7 kids for the veil. But that collar, no, I couldn't. No. And I had to have somebody point it out, and I pointed it out to some of my friends and one of my clients. The Two Princes reference. I think I have that song on my iPod. Yeah, I do. By Spin Doctors. I wonder if people are going to buy the song now, because you had Harry and William walking, and they are the Two Princes. There's a commentary. I wonder if somebody's going to start playing Two Princes when they were walking into the chapel. They didn't ever sing it. So, and Idris Elba was there, and Oprah. A lot of people who worked on Suits. Also, no, I wonder if it was in the thing. And I discussed this with one of my friends, with some friends. No one brought their boyfriends. Like, husbands were there, not boyfriends. Is there like a royal rule? I mean, there are a lot of rules for royal weddings, and I didn't bother to look them up. Of course, I didn't bother to wake up at 4 a.m. to look at the wedding either. I watched the clips and discussed them, because let's face it, it's a lot different than what happened on Friday. And also, again, my mother was an Anglophile. So, and my brown liquor music are British blue-eyed soul singers. So I was going to watch clips of that wedding. It gave me hope. Not that, you know, I would marry somebody in the British royal family. Between the new normal, you just want an escape. And watching a wedding somebody spent $45 million on, yes, that was the price tag, including security. For one moment, you forget that's what everybody wants. It even gave the British people hope, the Brits hope. You know, they've got, according to the Washington Post, between a $60 billion to $80 billion Brexit fee to pay. So, yeah, let's just watch TV. Let's just watch a wedding. You know, we liked his mom. At least their dad made up for how he treated their mom, and we're going to watch the wedding. The black preacher was a little, you know, but probably some Anglophile, some British people felt like the American Episcopal preacher was a little too animated. But we all knew that was going to happen. I mean, they did an interview with him and the head and on CBS. Like, yes, I'm in Mama's house, but yeah, as Americans, we're optimistic. that's what we do. We were not going to be stoic. That was not a color thing so much as an American thing. When Americans see happy stuff, we're happy. We express emotions. We're not stoic like the British. And sometimes British people show emotions. I don't know every British person. I've very rarely met any British people in person. But it felt good. That's the only thing we want. Everybody wanted was a happy ending. Not like that. We do need it like that. But just have hope. You know, weddings, when they're not ratchet, represent a new beginning. You know, it was an interracial relationship. It was a lot of barriers broken, not just because she is mixed, even though she did acknowledge her black side. Her mother was there with Twist and her nose ring and having Stand By Me and a black celloist and a black Episcopal preacher. But besides that, there was also the fact that she gave up Catholicism to be with him. She's now Episcopalian / Anglican. Americans say Episcopalian. British say Anglican Church. She's a divorcee. I mean, the last time a member of the British royal family married an American divorcee, it was Wallace Simpson. I mean, who would name their daughter Wallace? And he gave up the throne. Now Harry's like sixth in line for the throne, and the way his sister-in-law has babies, he might end up being down to 10th in like by 2030. Well, she already has 3 kids, you know. So he's sixth in line for the throne. So it's a major thing to see so many barriers broken and just happy. And again, everybody liked his mom, you know. Very few people who were alive when Diana was alive were like, oh, I don't like her. I mean, everybody has haters and stuff, but for the most part, everybody's civil about Harry and William and people of a certain age who were around when his mom married Charles, and then she died. They sort of, you know, imprinted them on. We want to see, I'm just speaking for more adults because I'm younger than William, but the adults who were adults during the Diana-Charles marriage are like, oh, we want to see these kids happy with somebody. And yes, some people do not like the fact that Harry is with a older, oh yeah, she is 3 years older than Harry, along with everything else, a mixed, older, divorced Catholic woman. But they still want to see Harry happy, especially after he went through his wild and crazy phase. I mean, being naked in Las Vegas with pictures. Like, he finally settled down, joined the military. He's good with his niece and nephews. They grow up so quick. I wonder if I'm going to be like that when my friend's kids get married. It's like, I remember when you went through your wild phase. I'm happy you're happy. And, yeah, even if he married one of his exes, people would have been like, we're happy you're settling down. We're happy you're happy. But now it's shown how accepting the British royal family is because of so much Meghan represents. And if maybe it finally is the dawn of a new day. And hopefully it doesn't happen like when Obama became president. I was like, oh, it's a new day, you know, post-racial America. And then, yeah. But for now, let everybody just be happy about the wedding. Oh, and I, by the way, I did love Leslie Jones's reviews of the wedding and even the critiques of it. Someone on YouTube compared Pippa Middleton's outfit to an Arizona tea can. You know, we're joking, having fun, enjoying. You have to find humor. Otherwise, yeah, especially with shootings and scandals. Just be civil for a wedding. Enjoy watching the wedding. Let them live happily ever after. And maybe this week we'll have a good week. Oh, yeah. By the way, I know I usually do my show on Sundays. Yesterday I was late because not just in my class, I had something happen with a potential client. They're okay. And for the last 3 Sundays, I've been taking a business class on entrepreneurship in order to work on my soap business. And by the way, the picture on my cover page is a picture of my work. And if you would like more information, you can email me at icaga2004@gmail.com. Again, the email address for my soap and for my soap information is I as an igloo, C as an apple, A as an apple, GA like Georgia, 2004@gmail.com. So yes, I decided to take more of an active role in my business. And yes, I will still host my show because I started doing this show before I started making soaps. You know, I went to school, originally started for print because I wanted to work for the New York Times. Because in high school, that made perfect sense. It's like, I want to work for the New York Times and win like a couple of Pulitzers. And I got sick and tired of writing, even though I'm in a writing group, full circle, and my mom would win local awards for her writing. But I was like, I want to do, and I loved volunteering and interning at my college station. I had so much fun, even though I would be really nervous about being on the air, but I got over it. As you can see, I mean, I'm hosting a show twice a month, but yeah, it took a while to get over, but I still love it. And when I lived in Texas, I actually volunteered at KUHF, the University of Houston station, and ultimately decided to host a show on Blog Talk Radio after someone recommended it. So I will be keeping the show. I do want to make more changes to the show, not getting rid of it in the year. Well, one of my goals for the show is within the next year is to have it where more people can call in and not just me, and set it up so if people want to give their opinions about boyfriends or if they've had any Knights of Cajun's Kingdom. Yes. Yeah. If they have any guys who can top what Cajun King did or can uproot the Cajun, they can call in and share their story. They don't have do not give real names because, frankly, that guy is not worth a lawsuit for scandal or defamation or anything like that. Everybody deserves better. Unless you intentionally put yourself in that relationship or stay. Then it's like, this is a karma of your own creation. No, ma'am. I do not want this. So, there's that. And, again, the show is on iTunes. And the business class is very interesting because a lot of you, well, and yes, I'm giving a confession. I thought a couple of my friends already know anyway, but when I was in college, I thought about being a business minor because it was around the time of BMG buying out Jive Records. And BMG did get reincarnated more as a publishing company. But this was 2002, 2003, when it was one of the big 5 recording record labels, and before BMG merged with Sony. So 2003, they bought Jive Records, and it was like $2 billion, I think. And I can understand spending that much. Yes, it was around the time the early age of iTunes and everything, and sort of the sinking of Napster and record sales were going down. But Jive was the home of a lot of bubblegum pop stars who were selling during that time, like Britney Spears and NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, also R. Kelly. I know people do not like R. Kelly, but I still stick by that was a good business decision. I was like, well, if I ever run a record label one day, I need to know about business. So I minored in business. And yeah, my degree is not in business because I realized it wasn't for me. I do, however, believe personal finance should be a mandatory class. And I did enjoy, well, I wouldn't say enjoy, but I did take a personal business class. A personal finance class is the proper term. I did take a personal finance class, and that really should be a core. I don't follow a lot of what I learned from that class because it was like 14 years ago, but some of the stuff is in my brain. The last business wasn't for me at the time, and changed to a history minor, and now with running my sole business, I need to take more of a responsibility and learn the nuances. Some things during my class, because we watch a lot of videos online and discuss it. Some there are things I'm just like, I will call a client who is in business or who teach and ask them for advice, like statistics. I know the concept of give me a set of numbers, I can make them say anything you want, but on a statistic side with sigmas and stuff, I am completely and totally lost. I have literally called up a client before they had a meeting at an Ivy League college and text them, like, I need your help because I am completely and totally lost. But other things made some sense or were things I needed, like the concept of DDP. And no, it is not a record label. It is it's a method of learning about assumptions within business. And I'm looking through my notes. Okay, here it is. It is discovery-driven planning of how to minimize your assumptions in business in order to become successful, and that really helps. How to research markets, the difference between clients, stats, and personas. I mean, I'm still lost on the whole persona thing when it comes to clients. I'm taking a step of knowing milestones in relation to assumptions. What's the right amount? Interviewing, like, I started as a media major. You know, you learn how to interview and some of the methods of their interviews. I get it for business, but I didn't like the interviews they show because I was critiquing it more as a media major versus as a business person. But it really taught me that. Market segments. And the funny thing is I had that question in my note and I had a quiz on, and I took a quiz on it today. And I got that question wrong the first time I took the quiz. And the first time I took today's quiz again, I made an 80. And it's like, I can't believe I got a question wrong because I did not go through my notes during that quiz. I was just took it from what was in my head. Also, learning about blue ocean strategies, types of insights involved in interviewing in a business way, because in a media way, you do gain insight into the person you're interviewing. You know, inquiring minds want to know and all that stuff. But to use that information for business. And here it is. Okay, personas are different from customer segment. I thought they were the same thing. And I will probably need to look up more about that, because this last part, I really should have studied more instead of studying the wedding. It's horrible to say. And I even told the person who was moderating the class, I'm like, I watched the wedding more. I did watch interviews on venture capitalists. I know that sounds totally nerdy, but the interview was really good and helped me learn. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. And everything's going well with the client. Not sure if we're going to see any more British Royal Weddings for a while. Maybe Kate will have another baby next year. Should be interesting. I mean, who doesn't like babies' weddings? Or, according to some tabloids, Meghan is child. I'm not sure if it's true or not, because frankly, I don't know. And I'm not close to her like that. I've never met her. If she is, congratulations. She is not the first woman to get pregnant during her engagement. But allegedly, according to, you know, the tabloids you see in the magazine, in the grocery stores. I've known plenty of people who, during their engagement, it happened. And it's not like he left her at the wedding, at the altar, or she left him. They were engaged. They were happy. Stuff happened. And if she is, you know, congratulations. We'll see a baby in a few months. If not, you know what? You enjoy your married life. And this has maybe helped more people be open-minded about not just interracial, which is something that this episode has taught, but dating interfaith. Because some people do consider, and I'm always confused about how people can consider Catholicism a different religion than Christianity. I think it's technically a different denomination. And considering the Anglicans and Catholics sort of kind of don't get along because of, you know, the whole Henry VIII thing. But the backstory with him, he married his sister-in-law after his brother died. That marriage, that's not the best way to start a marriage. It's like, yeah, my brother died before he could consummate or may not have consummated it. And, yeah, most marriages, when they start like that, they're not. And he did follow the traditional rules of the Bible, you know, you marry your brother's wife when your brother dies and blah. But that marriage did not go well, and then you want to divorce from Catherine, and yeah. Then there's the whole Protestant thing, and the fact that we know so much about Harry's family's backstory, but they're just got the 90-second mark. Anyway, but to marry into that family, you do have to give it up, but these were two people who fell in love and went through a lot to be together. I mean, there was so much critique of her, and he still was like, I love her enough to put my foot down, tell people, the press, to back off, develop a relationship, serious enough to propose, be on TV with her during, after I made the announcement, learn to cook, because they were cooking when he proposed. So, yeah, it's something. And maybe more people will be willing to take the plunge into dating interracially or stepping outside of their comfort zone. 3 years ago, he probably didn't picture being married to someone like her, divorced, older, everything. And she was divorced. Like, I don't want to do this again. And there's a level of when you've already done it, you're like, I don't want to do this again. But anyway, I'm Anita, and I've got like seconds left. I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Thank you for listening, and I apologize for being a day late. Talk to you later. Bye.